Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 372. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And today, I want to talk about the love you deserve. Whew, what a topic, right? The love you deserve, the kind of connection you deserve. What do you deserve in a partner? How do you deserve to feel in a relationship? Whew, it's a big, packed topic. There are so many things we could talk about. There's so much advice online that says, this is the one thing you need. It's tough. And then you also add to that the fact that sometimes we say we deserve one thing, but we accept less. What do we actually deserve? What is the love we actually deserve that we should never negotiate on? Well, I was thinking a little bit about this topic today, the love you deserve. I've done episodes on this in a sense before. I've talked about the difference between love and lust. I've talked about our human need to be understood. I've talked about the positive kind of attachment you need in a relationship where your problems are their problems are your problems. I've done that. I've broken it down in that way. But today I want to give what I think is the simplest thing you deserve in a partner. And I think it kind of supersedes all those things I've talked about in the past because this is the foundation. Those things come from this one thing. And I think it's really important to look at this one thing, and I know you'll agree because it's very simple. And it's very simple within the context of how complex dating is. It's very easy to dissect someone else's behavior. It's easy to analyze that little thing they said on the first date. It's easy to stalk their Insta and make inferences about their past, about what they want. It's easy to assume this, that, and the other. It's easy to do all that and run wild. And it's also easy to be hurt in dating. It's easy for someone to say something or do something that hurts you, triggers you, disappoints you, but it turns out it was very unintentional. Dating is complex. So what should we look at that is an indication, a true indication that, hey, this is the love you deserve. Within the context of how complicated dating is, this is what you deserve. Look at this. That's what I want to help do with this episode, keep things simple. And my answer is, I think the love you deserve is with someone who keeps their word. Very simple. It's the simplest thing you can look at that I think provides the foundation for everything else. It provides the foundation for the love you deserve. Do they keep their word? And I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to break it down in a very practical way, because it's not as simple as, you know, oh, they canceled plans, therefore I deserve better. Let's get real. Let's cut the bullshit. Let's talk about real life dating and real life relationships. There is a way to look at dating and relationships that truly answers the question, do they keep their word? And to understand what it means to keep their word. Because it means more than, did they do what they said they are going to do? It means more than, you know, did they show up on time, text when they say they would, remember my birthday, whatever. It means more than that. And recognizing this is how we truly simplify what we're looking for early on as a foundation for a relationship. So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, just letting you know that if you're looking to pick up one of my journals, they're on Amazon. Quick and easy. If you have Prime, you could have it tomorrow. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. If you're looking to start a journal habit, you could head over to Amazon, check out my journals there. That's it. That's the promo. Seriously, though, thank you so much for supporting me and my passion for journaling. It means a lot. But let's talk about this topic here. The thing I think you deserve in someone above everything else, as a starting point for everything else, is you deserve someone who keeps their word. And I say that coming from a very practical place. I say that within a very practical context, because here is the tough truth about dating and relationships in 2022. The tough reality that we have to acknowledge in order to understand what it means to keep, for someone to keep their word. We need to understand that dating is complicated. People are complicated. People make mistakes. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. People inadvertently and unintentionally hurt each other all the time. People get busy. People get distracted. People have family issues. People fuck up. People live and learn. It's very true. We have to acknowledge this. I mean, I throw my hat in that ring 100%. And I'm the guy who pushes myself almost obsessively to practice self-awareness and honesty. And yet here I am, sometimes saying one thing and doing another, even though my intention is one thing and it's right. But amidst all of that, amidst the reality of dating, the reality of being human, amidst all the mistakes we can and will and, you know, will continue to probably make, the one thing we can control, the one thing that we can look at in ourselves and in others is keeping our word. What do we do after we make that mistake? What do we do after we disappoint someone? That is what I'm talking about here. And notice I'm talking about after the mistake has been done. We're past the mistake. That whole intro was just a way of saying people are going to make mistakes. What comes next? That is where we're focusing our behavior, because we can get so wrapped up in that initial mistake, we'll lose our minds. We're looking at what comes next. Do they keep their word afterwards? Do they keep their word? That is what we're looking at. We're not doing this thing. We're not doing this thing where we look at if they rescheduled dinner an hour before and we obsess over that. We're not doing this thing if they say they would text, but you know, it took them 2 days longer. We're not doing this thing if they said they would delete their Hinge profile, but they haven't yet. We're talking about what do they do after? What do they do after that mistake, that frustration, the disappointment, however you interpret it? That is my focus here, because to my point, sometimes, a lot of the time, life just gets in the way and we mess up. But the question is, what's next? Do they keep their word afterwards? Do they realize that they broke their word, and do they come back to fix it? Maybe in a different way, on a different Friday, whatever it may be. Do they realize they broke their promise, and do they take time and action to fix it, to never do it again? That is the question. And that is how I think we need to look at what it means for someone to keep their word. Because keeping one's word, it means more than just doing what they say they're going to do. I say that because I was reading articles about this earlier, what other people think about this topic. And I saw a blog post that said, when you love someone, you don't cancel on them at the last second unless there's an emergency. And I read that. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess that's true. In an ideal world, that's true. But come on, life is life. Sometimes it gets in the way. Sometimes there are crazy things, and that person can cancel and reschedule on you, but they can still love you and want the best for you and be intentional for you. In that moment, they either made a mistake or they had to do it, whatever it may be. To look at hard and fast rules like that, I think, is not giving ourselves enough credit. If you only look at circumstances like that and you're like, well, they canceled on me, so I'm out, I think you're going to be disappointed a lot in other people. And it's not the most compassionate way to look at yourself either. Someone can still cancel and keep their word. And that is the kind of person you deserve. Someone who is human just like you, makes mistakes, but then keeps their word. Who makes a mistake, realizes it, and then makes it right. Someone can cancel last minute and you can be annoyed, sure. But what is the next step they take? That is what we have to look at. Do they take action to make it right and, you know, hopefully never do it again? That is them keeping their word. Someone who says, for instance, they're looking for something serious, that is their intention and promise to you. But then, I don't know, they start to exhibit the signs of cold feet. A conversation with them, rather than immediate dismissal, reveals that they do genuinely, intentionally want something serious with you, but they're struggling. They have their own issues. That's detracting from that. What do they do next? Do they fight through it and keep their word even though they struggle? That is someone who keeps their word after the mistake, after the letdown, after the broken promise. No one's perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Things come up. Our past haunts us. Our past nags at us. We make mistakes. What comes next? Do they rectify the broken promise by keeping their word permanently? Or do they disappoint you again and again and again in the same way? That very clearly is not the love you deserve. But do they make a mistake and realize it? Do they realize it and make it right? Frankly, when I think about it like that, it's a two for one. When someone realizes they made a mistake and they fix it, you have someone who is both self-aware and who keeps their word. And that is why I decided to do a whole episode on this. That's why I love this topic here. The love you deserve is with someone who keeps their word, because someone who keeps their word in the way I'm describing, that is, not in the land of butterflies and rainbows where everyone is perfect and nothing ever comes up, in the land of being real, where, yeah, someone might unintentionally hurt you, but the love you deserve is with someone who realizes that, who's aware of that, and then who takes quick action to make it right. That is what you deserve. That is what you deserve, because you deserve someone who, above everything else, frankly, is self-aware, who recognizes when they did something wrong, hurtful, something that disappointed you, whatever, who recognizes that and then does something about it, who aligns their actions and their words with their self-awareness. That is the quality you deserve. At the end of the day, it's self-awareness. That's what we're talking about here. They realize they were wrong and they take action to fix it. They realize why they were wrong. They realize why you were hurt, and then they take action to fix it permanently. Because let's be real, there are people out there, you've probably met them, who hurt you, disappointed you, broke promises with you, but to them it's like, nah, no biggie, what's the problem? They have no awareness. That person is lacking in awareness and action. And they can come back a week later and say, I want to make it up to you, but it's too late, because you know that they didn't even have the self-awareness to know when they broke the promise and why it was a broken promise. Self-awareness is the most powerful quality to look for in someone. And the way that you find it is by looking through the lens of, do they keep their word? Do they keep their promise? Realize, of course, that people are people. I think, frankly, your soulmate at some point is going to unintentionally hurt you. I think that. I don't expect it. I don't want it, but I think that's reality. They might reschedule plans that you were looking forward to. They might say something that stings. They may want to go a bit slower than you do, whatever. But if they realize that that hurts you or triggers you in some way, and then they take steps to make it right, to find the right speed, to find the right communication with you, that is what you deserve. They're keeping their word through the mistake, through the struggle, through the frustration, through self-awareness. If someone says, for instance, they can't wait to get to know you, but then they don't follow up for a week. Yes, in the immediate, that is disappointing. But they have the awareness. They say, hey, I realize I dropped the ball. Here's what happened, but I want to make it up to you, and here's how. And then they do, and they follow through, and it's permanent. That is what you deserve. Self-awareness, keeping their word amidst the human experience. Or say, if someone cancels plans on you last minute, very frustrating. Yes, in that immediate, that is annoying, and maybe it's hurtful. But they say, I realized that was wrong. I realized it hurt you. I'm going to make it up. And they do, and they follow through. That is what you deserve amidst the human experience. Or if someone says they want to, you know, respect your sensitivity towards certain behaviors or words, but then on a Friday night, they have a couple drinks and they start saying things that trigger you and hurt you emotionally. But they say, sorry, I didn't do that on purpose. That wasn't right. I want to make it right and do better. And they do. They follow through. That is what you deserve amidst the human experience. That is the love you deserve. It is action driven by self-awareness. And then, of course, action that sticks. They realize they hurt you in some way, and then they fix it and they never look back. There is no pattern. Self-awareness is the quality behind someone who keeps their word. And so obviously this is me not laying the red carpet out for people who want to take advantage of you. Don't be too forgiving. Don't be too patient. Don't take shit. Stand up for yourself. But realize that life is life. And we can't dismiss all mistakes as being intentional mistakes. You make mistakes, I do. Let's look for what we deserve. What comes next? Do they realize they made a mistake? And do they take steps to fix it for good? That is the question. Expect that. That is your standard. Expect self-awareness in someone else. Expect character in someone else to realize when they were wrong, who then makes it right because they want to. Not because you're making them, not because you bring it up, but because their self-awareness drives them to know what they did, why they did it, and why it hurt you, and then to fix it with action for good. That is what you deserve. That is the love you deserve. You deserve someone who realizes how their words or their actions affect you. That is them understanding you. So really, when you break it down here, looking at the way someone keeps their word or not, it's a reflection of many things, self-awareness, but also understanding. You deserve those qualities in a partner, right? You deserve someone who understands you and who understands themselves. You deserve someone who understands how their behavior or their words affect other people. And you deserve someone who takes time and action to align their understanding of you with their actions, to create consistency of behavior that respects you and everything about you. That is what I think you should be looking for. Take pause, yes. Practice patience, yes. Understand mistakes and humanity and all those things that very much affect your ability also to be perfect. But what you should pay attention to is what comes next. Do they realize why it was a mistake, and what do they do? Looking at it through that lens will tell you a lot. So that's it. I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, it'd mean a lot to me if you'd head over to YouTube and check out my new channel there. I'm doing videos each week. It'd mean a lot if you'd subscribe. So thank you for that. But thank you so much, as always, for listening and for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.